Enter Mark Antony with Caesar's body.
Here comes his body, mourned by Mark Antony, who, though he had no hand in his death, shall receive the benefit of his dying, a place in the commonwealth, as which of you shall not. With this I depart, that as I slew my best lover for the good of Rome, I have the same dagger for myself, when it shall please my country to need my death.
Live, Brutus, live, live! Bring him with triumph home unto his house.
Give him a statue with his ancestors.
Let him be Caesar.
Caesar's better parts shall be crowned in Brutus.
We'll bring him to his house with shouts and clamors.
My countrymen!
Peace, silence, Brutus speaks.
Peace, ho!
Good countrymen, let me depart alone, and, for my sake, stay here with Antony. Do grace to Caesar's corpse, and grace his speech tending to Caesar's glories, which Mark Antony, by our permission, is allowed to make. I do entreat you, not a man depart, save I alone, till Antony have spoke.
Exit.
Stay, ho, and let us hear Mark Antony.
Let him go up into the public chair. We'll hear him. Noble Antony, go up.
For Brutus's sake, I am beholding to you.
What does he say of Brutus?
He says for Brutus's sake. He finds himself beholding to us all.
'Twere best he speak no harm of Brutus here.
This Caesar was a tyrant.
Nay, that's certain. We are blessed that Rome is rid of him.
Peace! Let us hear what Antony can say.
You gentle Romans!
Peace, ho! Let us hear him!
Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears. I come to bury Caesar, not to praise him. The evil that men do lives after them. The good is oft interred with their bones. So let it be with Caesar. The noble Brutus hath told you Caesar was ambitious. If it were so, it was a grievous fault, and grievously hath Caesar answered it. Here, under leave of Brutus and the rest, for Brutus is an honorable man, so are they all honorable men, come I to speak in Caesar's funeral. He was my friend, faithful and just to me, but Brutus says he was ambitious, and Brutus is an honorable man. He hath brought many captives home to Rome, whose ransoms did the general coffers fill. Did this in Caesar seem ambitious? When that the poor have cried, Caesar hath wept. Ambition should be made of sterner stuff. Yet Brutus says he was ambitious, and Brutus is an honorable man. You all did see that on the Lupercal I thrice presented him a kingly crown, which he did thrice refuse. Was this ambition? Yet Brutus says he was ambitious, and sure he is an honorable man. I speak not to disprove what Brutus spoke, but here I am to speak what I do know. You all did love him once, not without cause. What cause withholds you then to mourn for him? O judgment, thou art fled to brutish beasts, and men have lost their reason. Bear with me. My heart is in the coffin there with Caesar, and I must pause till it come back to me.
Methinks there is much reason in his sayings.
If thou consider rightly of the matter, Caesar has had great wrong.
Has he, masters? I fear there will a worse come in his place.
Marked ye his words? He would not take the crown. Therefore 'tis certain he was not ambitious.
If it be found so, some will dear abide it.
Poor soul, his eyes are red as fire with weeping.
There's not a nobler man in Rome than Antony.
Now mark him, he begins again to speak.